We going? I bought a new TV yesterday.
How big?
58 inches.
Okay. Where's it going?
I don't know. It's a great question. 58 inches.
You don't have a plan for it. You just bought it.
Well, I've got the, I got a, like a stand last Christmas for like a roller. You can hook it up on there and then kind of put it anywhere.
Like I do, like I have, like, it, like me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Will it be mounted on the stand or is it sit on the stand?
It's mounted on the stand.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
it rolls.
Yeah, yeah, you
and
can, then, oh, so you can take it outside.
So we can take like it outside old, on the porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we could put it in the backyard if we want. Yeah. Or
smart.
Probably would keep it in the mudroom where we have the I have the treadmill so I could watch TV. But 58 inches is...
It's big for a treadmill TV.
A significant size.
It's not that big.
For a TV.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean... It is. It's big.
That's it,
but I mean, it's not. I know it's not like.
How big 80, is the one? How big is the one in the living room?
55.
Okay.
So it's bigger than that one.
Okay.
And again, it's one of those. It's like 58. Like you gotta have space for that. Like you gotta put it somewhere. You know what I mean? Like the one we had on that we kind of moved around before, I think was 40 or something like that. That's a much easier TV to kind of tuck
right,
away.
Right.
Like 58, man. Like it's you big. Got. I don't know where you know.
Because the one we
when we're not well, using it, I don't know what we're gonna
the
do.
The one we have on the one because you come to the house, I have it outside. That one's 50, and so that was perfect size for it.
But you've got a big space out there,
right? Okay.
Like I don't like, you know, like if I put that on the porch. That's a couple spots people don't have to sit. You know what I mean?
Because of the stand.
It's just big, you know? I don't know where I'm going to put it inside the house when we're not using it. We'll tuck it away somewhere.
Put it in the mudroom.
But yeah. I know, but again, there's tons of other shit.
Let it be an outside TV.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know how much a 58-inch TV costs these days at
not
Costco?
Much.
$260.
Yeah.
That, I mean.
This is 32 inches?
Yeah.
$64.
What a fucking.
I got it for y'all for $64.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else in life pretty much has gone up in
except
price.
TVs went down.
Except for TVs.
That's what.
How is that possible?
That's what VC Harris should be promoting. Fuck the grocery prices.
But
your
like,
TVs now cost $1.18.
But how, though? Remember when flat screens came out like 20 years ago?
Dude.
By the way, they do so much more now.
And it was $1 billion
Dude,
for one?
I swear to you, we bought the house in Florida. I bought in the living room it was 50. And then in the bedroom was 75.
Uh-huh.
And the 75
is big.
I bet that cost $5,000.
That shit was like damn near.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah.
I bet it did. I remember. Oh, go ahead.
That bitch was so heavy.
Yeah, that
and this
too.
This is why I know it's different because when I sold the house in Florida, I put all that stuff in the storage in Florida. And I didn't bring it up because we had all that stuff in the house up here. And so when I cleared out the storage in Florida and brought it back, it took two of us to move that fucking TV.
Yeah, and that's still a flat screen.
Yes, it's thicker though.
Right, very
but that
thick,
motherfucker
very thick.
Was heavy
right.
as
yeah.
hell.
I remember
there's no weight to these nowadays.
No weight. That's why they fall over.
I feel
they're
like weight,
that's why they break.
They do fall over and break.
I feel like I was going to break it getting it out of the fucking box.
That's why we had to get a new one because the one we had that was kind of in the guest room playroom
broke.
We were cleaning, moving some stuff around. It was sitting there, and Jack just pushed it over.
And it barely falls, and that bitch is done.
Now it was already kind of fucking up, like it was having some problems. We were probably going to have to replace it anyway. But now he pushed it right over the edge.
So what? Brand did you get?
I don't even remember.
Is it smart?
TCL or something like that?
Is it Roku?
I was going to say the TCL have is a Roku.
I think it's a Fire TV.
Okay.
It's a Fire TV.
This one's Fire TV.
Okay.
But I mean, I have a Roku, so you plug a Roku into it.
You shouldn't need to, though, if you have a Fire. If it's a Fire TV, it'll come with app downloads.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. If it's a Fire TV, it's already smart.
I walked into Costco yesterday, and the first.
So your plan wasn't to buy a TV?
No, I was going.
Oh, you were okay.
Well, my plan was to buy a TV.
Right. That's a hell of a walk down the aisle. Look what's here.
I'll
throw one of these.
I didn't know it was going to be that cheap.
Right.
I didn't know I was going to be able to get as big of a TV and you know all the bells and whistles and stuff on it for that price. And like a $35 5-year warranty. Anything happens to it, I can bring back. My plan was to buy a TV, use it for the weekend, and then take it back.
Is that why we had this conversation a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but because I thought it was going to cost. I don't know because I wanted to get a nice big one, whatever. But also, again, I don't know if I have the need for it really outside of stuff like this. I don't know if I have the space for it, that kind of stuff. But like
you're taking that fucking TV back,
not for that price.
Okay.
Let me
for that price,
might as well keep
whatever.
It.
Right.
Having
you know?
An extra TV to throw another game on never a bad situation.
Right.
Just take it from me.
Right. Just weird. The second TV is now bigger than the actual TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not a big deal. But I used to had a perfect spot for it. I had this little ledge right there in the living room. I could put the old TV on, kind of have two going at once. But this one at least will have the roller so you can roll it in. But, you know, my plan was yesterday, went to Costco. I assumed I'd be spending around $500, maybe a little bit more than that for the TV that I wanted. I walked down the aisle of the, you know, of that size TV and I was like, this is crazy.
Right.
I can't believe the affordability of these TVs. And obviously you can get nicer ones that are more expensive and the picture's probably better and
fuck that
no
shit.
Glare or
fuck
whatever.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Curved monitor.
Whatever.
Why do you think I have four?
I'm all
because
about
it didn't
that.
Cost
fuck
yeah,
that
$2,000.
My 12-year-old son, 11-year-old son has the best TV whatever in the house. I'm going to fuck. You know what I can see? Everything I need to motherfucking see.
Again, remember like the TVs shit. We grew up watching, they weren't HD.
They were
standard
not.
Definition.
No. Yeah.
They weren't plasma, whatever. It was a 13-inch
yes.
box that half the time was fuzzy. Like
I don't need
my
the,
mom.
I don't need the picture to come
and
out
I don't
of me.
Ever, I don't ever remember having a problem
None.
Viewing the game.
None.
Like, I remember watching None. The game, knowing what was going on, and having no issue with it whatsoever.
None.
My mom got a new TV. She was texting me like all the details or whatever, and she's like, "They have this one, or they have this one. It's a little more expensive because it's 4K HD Ultra." I was like, "Are you going to notice the fucking difference?"
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't even know what that
means. She's not going to know the difference.
My son, that's what Samson has. I don't know what the fuck that is. I was sitting in the room. We were hanging out the other day. I was up in this room. We were hanging out. And I'm looking at the TV. I don't see no fucking difference.
Right.
Well,
that's
the problem is most things are not shot in 4. It doesn't up.
Oh.
Improve it. If it's not shot,
if it's not
in, 4K,
shot in 4K
HD Ultra,
okay, got it.
It
got
won't
it.
Like...
Because I can't tell the difference. Because we were up at my in-laws a couple weekends ago, and the TV they have in their living room is 75-inch, very nice. My father-in-law games on it, so it's really nice
right.
yeah.
gaming TV. And we were outside. They have the kind of the same thing, the roller stand, which they got it for me, actually, for Christmas last year. But they had a TV outside on the roller stand. And Ashley walked in. She was like, "Oh, wow, the difference between the game inside and outside." And I went and looked. I was like,
it
looks pretty much the same to me. Like, I guess that one's a little bit brighter, but it's also inside.
Yeah.
So it's just going to look like that because it's not dealing with the sun that's outside. But I don't know, man. Like, it's all so much nicer. Even the cheapest, shittiest TV is so much nicer than TVs were 20 years ago.
I love it.
Like, I don't know. It blew me away. I was like, $260? For 58-inch TV, and I was talking to the guy. I was like, is it shitty? Like, what? He's like, no, it's
TCL's fine. A solid brand.
It's fine. Yeah,
I got one of those.
Justin Herbert was on the box,
dude.
Well, take it back.
Just give me a.
Now you know it's gonna break.
I swear to you,
I did buy an Oregon Duck TV, didn't I? God
damn it,
motherfucker! I don't even think about. They play for the Chargers now.
I don't be knowing the difference between Hossini. Because what
Hisense.
I do, because
yeah,
because
new brands, the brands that
yeah,
I've never
I
seen
have
before.
A Hisense, yeah.
Because I fucked, because of the outside, that's the one that gets broken all the time. So I just like, you know what, fuck it. And there's a fucking like TV store right down the street from us.
Yeah,
and they get refurbished TVs. I just go down there, get a 50-inch TV for like $89.
It's great.
No box or nothing.
Yeah,
I'm like okay, because I know what's gonna happen to it. It's gonna be outside. It's not gonna be in the house.
Humidity's gonna get to
and
it.
More
it's
likely,
gonna get knocked
in the last
over.
8 months though, yeah, probably served its yep. served yeah. its duty yeah. well.
Exactly.
Appreciate
yeah.
the service. Good stuff.
Yeah,
that was the other thing. There was all these new brands. Yeah, I was like. I know Sony, Samsung, and LG, but I remember when LG was new, and everybody thought that brand was shitty. But it's fine.
I have four TVs, four different brands.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, one universal remote though for all of them.
No.
Oh, you don't.
I am rocking all four remotes.
You have four remote control.
That's funny.
I am pro. I
dude,
have a system.
Dude,
and it
I,
shall not
I
be
lose,
challenged.
I lose remote because we have the little TV remotes for the Roku.
Uh-huh.
Dude, we have 20 of them, and they're every fucking where.
Yeah.
I promise you, there's probably at least five up under the couch
it's
in the basement.
It's so annoying that they don't work on the different ones.
But they work for all. That's
oh, do
saying.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, see, but my...
Except for the one...
That, my Roku one won't. Or, yeah.
Except for the one on the fucking TV stand that goes outside. Don't no remote control work for I have to use the phone app.
Oh.
Yes. Don't, yeah, none okay. of them. None of them in the whole fucking house work.
Jack loves hiding remotes. That's his favorite thing. He'll get a remote. As soon as he gets it in his hand, he gets that little look on his face and like... He can't really run, but he thinks he can run.
Right.
So he gets that little toddler running down the hallway trying to do something bad. Yeah. It's every night, because, you know, they all go to bed and everything, and then I watch, like last night, turned on the football game midway through the first quarter. Would have turned it on at the beginning of the game if I would have known where the remote was.
Dude, I hate when they lose remotes.
Hunting for the remote. It was in the playroom.
I hate when they... You want to chat my ass?
At least Jack doesn't know anything. What I mean? But Lily knows now, and she won't do much with it. I'll get this one off, and then we'll be done. My daily frustration, pet peeve struggle is, because I dress them in the morning. She's already at work. Every day, she takes them home, gets them home from school.
And taking their clothes
off. It's almost like they're fucking with me, where they take their shoes off. She takes their shoes off someplace different every day.
Right.
This morning, I found Jack's shoes on top of the refrigerator. How? How could that be? Why would that have happened? Who knows? I swear to God, they're fucking with me. But every day, it's a scavenger hunt to try to find the shoes.
I need to get better putting my little kid on shoes, because I'm bashing those barefooted ass kids.